再来的星期一啊，就是犹太人的所谓的他们的犹太人的逾越节。
This coming Monday will be what Jewish usually would celebrate the Passover.
那今天在新约时代，我们没有庆祝这个没有来守这个神的节期。
During the New Testament time, we are not keeping all these Old Testament feasts.
但是有关神的节期也都很详细的被记载在旧约圣经里头。
But all these feasts and celebrations from God were all recorded in the Bible.
那它一定有它一些美好的用意在里头。
Surely there are good intentions within all these celebrations and feasts.
请我们先来看罗马书十五章。
Let us first turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans 15, verse 4.
第四节，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。
Verse 4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
这里提到这圣经啊，就是让我们来做学习。
Here tells us that the Bible is here for us to learn.
那我们学习了之后，就可以从当中来得到教训。
After we have learned it, then we will understand the teachings.
所以我们学习圣经里头所记载的这些神的节期，我们也可以从里头来得到教训。
Therefore, all these God's feasts that are written in the Bible, we can also learn teachings from them.
比如说，我们就能够更了解神救赎的计划。
For example, we'll understand better about God's salvation plan.
第二个，能够启发我们，知道今天我们办灵恩会的时候，我们用怎样的态度，怎样的期望。
Second,When we are about to have a spiritual convocation, we'll also understand what kind of expectation and attitude we should have.
尤其这个祝棚节跟我们今天来办灵恩会它可以给我们对灵恩会有很好的这个启发。
Especially we're about to have a spiritual convocation, this Feast of Tabernacle can give us many inspiration and learning.
我们请来看约翰福音第七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 37.
三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
Verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
这是主耶稣应许邀请人们来领受圣灵。
This is the Lord Jesus' invitation and his promise that anyone who's thirsty will come to drink.
是在一个节期的最后一天。
That is on the last day of a great feast.
那这一个节期就是祝棚节。
And this feast, it was referring to the Feast of Tabernacle.
那为什么它的最后一天也称为最大的日子？
Why is the last day was called the greatest day?
好，我们请看利未记二十三章。
Let us turn to Leviticus 23.
利未记二十三章三十三节。
Leviticus 23, verse 33.
三十三、三十四。
33 and 34.
主对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，这月七月十五日是祝棚节，要在主面前守这节七日。”
Verse 33. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 34. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the feast of tabernacle for 7 days to the Lord.
这是神的节期里头的最后一个节期。
This is the last feast of among all the feasts.
是在犹太人宗教历的七月十五日。
This is according to the Jewish calendar, the seventh month and the 15th day.
那这个祝棚节呢？是有七天。
And this feast of tabernacle lasts for 7 days.
三十五节，第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
Chapter 23, verse 35 says, On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
虽然这一天不一定是在这个第七天。
This first day may not necessarily fall on Sunday.
但是他们要以安息日这样来看待。
But they shall treat it as a Sabbath day.
那这个 也叫做节期的安息日。
This is called the feast, the Sabbath to the feast.
36, 七日内要将火祭献给主，第八日当守圣会，要将火祭献给主，这是筵素会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
Verse 36, for 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it.
那七天之后呢，还要再加一天，第八日，也用安息日这样来对待。
After 7th day is completed, on the 8th day,They also treat it as a Sabbath day.
所以有人把这两把祝棚节跟这个第八日把它分开来看。
That's why some people treat the seventh day feast and the eighth day as two separate events.
那我们就把它看作这是整个祝棚节的活动。
But we shall treat this entire 8 days as the activities that they celebrate during the tabernacle.
但是你如果看一些书籍的话，有些书籍会把这两个分开。
But if you look at some references, they will treat these two as two separate events.
但是大部分都把它看成是整个是一个祝棚节。
But mostly they will see all of these 8 days as the Feast of Tabernacles.
37节，这是主的节期，就是你们要宣告为圣会的节期，要将火祭、燔祭、素祭、祭物，并奠祭各归各日献给主。
Verse 37, these are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything on its day.
那这里描述着不是只有献燔祭，还有包括献其他的祭。
Here describes not only do they offer the burnt offering, but there are also other kind of offerings.
所以对犹太人来讲，对旧约时代的选民来讲，这是一个很重要的节期。
So to the Jewish people and the Old Testament chosen people, this is a very important feast.
38节，这是在主安息日以外，又在你们公务和所许的愿，并甘先献给主的以外。
Verse 38, besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings, which you give to the Lord.
所以在 这些日子里头，他们是额外的要再做献祭。
So besides these feasts, besides the offerings, they have to make additional offerings to the Lord.
那为什么是这样子？
And why do they do so?
39节。
Verse 39.
你们收藏了地的出产，就从七月十五日起，要守主的节七日，第一日为圣安息，第八日也为圣安息。
Verse 39. Also on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the 1st day, there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the 8th day, a Sabbath rest.
所以用节期的安息日，是很恰当的一个名称。
So this Sabbath feast, feast of Sabbath,
Sabbath of feast,
Sabbath of feast is a very appropriate here.
因为在这里也讲到第一日、第八日。你们都要，也都要作为圣安息。
That's why here it mentioned the first day and the eighth day they have a Sabbath rest.
那为什么要有很多的额外的献祭
？So why did they offer all these additional offerings？
因为在这个时间大概是我们现在的九月、十月，所有的作物都已经收成好了。
Because this during this period is according just as it's September around the September of our calendar. That's when all the harvests are being collected.
所以这里说所以这个祝棚节有时候也称它为收藏这个作物收藏节。
So sometimes the Feast of Tabernacles is also called the Feast of Harvest.
那所以 是感谢 的时间，那应该额外的来做献祭。
So it's a time to give thanksgiving. That's why they offer additional offerings.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子，以茂密树的枝条便河旁的柳枝，在主你神的面前欢乐七日。
And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
那在这里说要砍一些树上的树枝。
Here it says you have to take some branches from trees.
那为什么呢？
Why?
底下会讲。
Here further we'll explain.
但是这个经节我们也特别留意，这里说在主你们神的面前欢乐七日。
But we shall pay attention the last part. It says, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
非常好的一个字眼，在神欢乐七日。
These are wonderful words. He says to rejoice before the Lord for 7 days.
所以我们要享受我们的灵恩会。
That's why we need to enjoy our spiritual convocation.
这个灵恩会是我们在神面前欢乐的日子。
Spiritual convocation is for us to rejoice before our Lord.
等一下我们会讲为什么我们今天在灵恩会的时候我们要有一个欢乐的心。
Further, we'll talk about why we should rejoice before the Lord during our spiritual convocation.
41节，每年七月间要向主守这节七日，这为你们世世代代永远的定例。
Verse 41, you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month.
42节，你们要住在盆里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在盆里。
Verse 42, you shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths.
这住盆节另外有一个特别的事情，就是他们为什么要砍那些树枝啊？就是弄成这个盆子，然后住在里面。
Why do they have to celebrate? Why is it called the Feast of Tabernacles? Because they have to use these branches and make into booths, and they have to live in it for 7 days.
暂时的离开自己的家，而是住在这个盆子里头。
They had to temporarily leave their own houses and live in these booths for 7 days.
然后欢乐七日。
And rejoice for 7 days.
然后做很多的献祭。
And offer many offerings.
43节。
Verse 43.
好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在盆里，我是主你们的神。
Verse 43, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
所以为什么他们要住在盆子七日啊？就是来纪念出埃及的那一段历史。
Why did they have to live in booths for 7 days? Because they are to commemorate the time when God brought them out of Egypt.
让他们再一次的想到神的能力。这个神的爱。
So they can recall God's power and God's love for them.
因为神的能力，因为神的爱，他们的祖先蒙神的救赎。
Because of God's love and His power, that's why their ancestors received salvation from the Lord.
所以他们仍然要仰望神的爱，依靠神的能力。
That's why they still need to look for God's power and His love.
那所以这个就是整个住棚节，在这里一个非常详细的记载跟，我简单的说明。
So this is a very detailed recording of the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacle, and this is how I briefly describe it.
所以从这段里头有两个重点，第一个就是欢乐，第二个就是纪念。
So during this passage teaches two important points. One is to rejoice. The second is to commemorate.
那所以我们的灵恩会也是一样，要喜乐，然后要纪念。
So likewise, during our spiritual convocations, we need to rejoice and we need to commemorate.
那从圣经里头记载的少数几次，很重要的祝棚节。
And in the Bible, there are a few recordings of this important feast of a tabernacle.
那所以我要再加上一项，我们的灵恩会，我们要期望着 对我们个人，对我们家庭，对整个教会的一种复兴。
And I'd like to add additional importance to the spiritual convocation, and that is for us to expect a revival for ourselves, our own family, and our church.
我们请看尼希米记第八章。
Let us turn to Nehemiah chapter 8.
Nehemiah 8:17.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17.
17节，从鲁道之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里，从嫩的儿子耶稣雅的时候直到这日，以色列人没有这样行，于是众人大大喜乐。
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun until that day, the children of Israel had not done so, and there was very great gladness.
这里是在记载着被掳归回的那一段历史。
This is a recording of the history of those who were captive returned back to their homeland.
那尼希米他也带领百姓把耶路撒冷的城墙整修完成。
Nehemiah have led the people and restored and the walls of Jerusalem.
那在这里记载着他们照着摩西的律法，他们搭棚子住在棚子里头守住棚节。
And here tells us that Nehemiah have led the people to follow the laws of Moses and kept the feast of tabernacles.
那这里也是一样，他们在守这个住棚节，众人大大喜乐。
Here, the same way the whole people of Israel had great joy.
所以我再次的强调，灵恩会是一个喜乐的日子。
I want to emphasize one more time that spiritual convocation are days of rejoicing.
十八节
，Verse 18，
从头一天直到末一天，以斯拉每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有筵宿会。
Verse 18。Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly, according to the prescribed manner.
所以整个很完整的住棚节，七天再加一天。
So this is a complete feast of tabernacles, 7 days plus the eighth day.
第九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
这月二十四日，以色列人聚集进食，身穿麻衣。头蒙灰尘。
Verse 1. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, in sackcloth, and with dust on their heads.
第二节，以色列人就以一切外邦人离节，站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。
Verse 2. Then those of Israelites' lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers.
第三节，那日的四分之一站在自己的地方，念主他们神的律法书，又有四分之一认罪，敬拜主他们的神。
Verse 3, and they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 of the day, and for another 1/4 day they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God.
这里提到两件事情。
Here mentioned 2 events.
他们学习神的律法。
First, they learned the laws of God.
第二件事情，他们承认自己的过犯罪孽。
Second is to confess their sins and their wrongdoings.
那我们知道，能够认罪，这个是复兴的开始。
We know that confessing sins, that's the beginning of revival of one's faith.
这个是在他们守住棚节之后。
This is after they have kept the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后第四节，这个利未人啊，他们就哀求主他们的神。
On verse 4, it says that the Levites begin to cried out loud with a loud voice to the Lord their God.
在认罪悔改之后的呼求，必蒙神垂听应允。
The crying out to the Lord after they have confessed their sins, surely will be heard by God.
有神的垂听跟应允，那么一定会带来复兴。
If God were to listen and to respond, then surely there will be a revival of faith.
所以 我们的灵恩会应该就有我刚才我们所提到的这三个重点。
And that's why during our spiritual convocation, we must have these three elements.
我们来纪念神的恩典。
First, we commemorate God's grace.
我们存着一个欢喜的心来享受这个灵恩会。
We come with a joyful heart to enjoy the spiritual convocation.
我们要有一个很强烈的期盼，我们得到复兴。
And thirdly, we must have a strong expectation that our faith will be revived.
我们请看路加福音第四章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给主耶稣，他就打开，找到一处，写着说。
Verse 17, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
在当时犹太人的会堂每到安息日的时候，会有很多人聚集在这个会堂里。
During the time of Jesus, on Sabbath day, they would the Jewish people would gather on their in their synagogues.
那个管理会堂的就会把这个圣经的精简。交给当中的一个人。
The person who's in charge of the synagogue would hand the scrolls, of the scripture to a person.
那这一个人就会打开来念一段这个圣经。
And this person were to open the scroll and read from that scroll.
那一次管会堂的人将这个经卷交给主耶稣。
And the person who was in charge of the synagogue handed this book to Jesus.
18节。
Verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.To proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
那这个书卷是以赛亚书。
This scroll is the book of Isaiah.
那主耶稣就念了以赛亚书里头的这一段。
And our Lord Jesus read this passage from the book of Isaiah.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你们耳中了。”
And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
以赛亚书的这一段是每一个人所需要的。
This passage from the book of Isaiah is necessary to all of us.
主耶稣来了，让这样的事情能够实现在我们身上。
Our Lord Jesus came to this world so that this passage may be fulfilled in us.
这也正是我们在信仰的道路上面我们所体验的。
And this is something that we are to experience in our journey in faith.
我们再一次来思想神的这些恩典。
So we shall ponder upon again, the grace of God.
如果我们好像跟这些恩典有一点距离了。
If you feel we are, we have some distance apart from the grace of God.
在灵恩会的时候，我们要再赶紧的求神将这个恩惠再赐给我们。
We need to hurry and ask the Lord during the spiritual convocation to bless us with His grace again.
我们曾经心灵上或者物质上是贫穷的。
We used to be poor or lacking spiritually and also physically.
主耶稣让我们成为富足。
But our Lord Jesus led us to be abundant.
我们曾经或许被一些过患罪恶所俘虏。
We may be captives of some sins and iniquities.
在生活当中充满着怨恨、贪心、这个真境。
We might have a lot of hatred, or anger, or a competition, heart of competition in our past.
或者生活当中有一些的不好的习惯。
We may have some bad habits in our daily lives.
神已经将我们救赎出来，释放了我们。
And our Lord had already delivered us and saved us from this bondage.
甚至我们有人过去也可能受到 这个撒旦的欺负，撒旦的捆绑。
Maybe, some of us may have been disturbed by the evil spirits.
那主耶稣的恩典也让我们得着了自由。
But the grace of our Lord Jesus had set us free.
主耶稣也让我们的眼界，我们的眼光，能够更加的宽广，看得更远。
Also, our Lord Jesus had allowed us to have a broader view and a further spiritual eyesight.
过去我们可能很多时候只看重地上的这些福气。
Perhaps in the past, we only cared for the blessing of this world.
在神来看，我们是瞎眼的。
From the standpoint of our Lord Jesus, we were practically blind.
但是主耶稣的救恩，让我们更看到天上的属灵的福气。
But Jesus' salvation had allowed us to see the blessing in heaven.
但是在人生的道路上面，有时候我们又好像跟这些恩典又离得很远了。
But as we tread upon this world, sometimes we may separate ourselves from all these blessings.
那主耶稣在这里应许我们说，今天这个以赛亚书所说的话要应验在我们的耳中，应验在我们的身上。
But our Lord Jesus is telling them and telling us that today the scripture, all these promises, that's recorded shall be fulfilled in our hearing.
所以不是只有在我们刚信主的时候我们领受。
So these are not things that we only receive at the moment when we believed.
我们是不断的能够去领受的。
But these are things that we shall continue to receive through our lives.
所以在灵恩会的时候，一方面我们来思想神过去的恩典，一方面我们也来渴慕现在我们要得的恩典。
So on one hand, we shall remember all the blessing that we received in the past, and also on the other hand, we should desire after the blessing that God shall give us in the future.
为什么灵恩会让我们是喜乐的？
Why is the spiritual convocation a day for us to rejoice?
因为我们把日子分别出来，我们安静的来享神的恩典。
Because we have set apart these days to enjoy in peace about God's of God's blessings.
因为我们的投入，我们也准备来继续领受神的恩典。
Because we have already dedicated this time and set our hearts to receive God's blessing.
所以应该是喜乐的。
So that is the time to rejoice.
好，再请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let us turn to Book of Acts, Chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第六节。
Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 1, Verse 6.
第六节，门徒聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”
Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
当时的门徒对所谓神的国，他们还不是很清楚。
At that time, the apostles were not very clear about the kingdom of God.
但是他们的这个要求，却给我们一个很好的启发。复兴。
But this request from them is a very good inspiration to all of us.
他们渴望着得着复兴。
They desire to be restored.
这个也应该是我们的渴望。
And this should be the same desire we have.
因为我们的神是带给我们复兴的神。
Because our Lord Jesus is the one that can give us the restoration and revival.
我们看到尼希米的时代，他们守住棚节，他们得到复兴。
We can see the time of Nehemiah, the people kept the Feast of Tabernacles and they were revived.
我们用同样的心情态度来参加灵恩会。
So we shall come with the same attitude and same mentality to attend the spiritual convocation.
那么复兴也会属于我们的。
Then revival and restoration shall belong to us.
请看以西结书三十六章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel 36.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
二十六节，我也要赐给你一个新心，将新的灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
Verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
二十七节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，遵守遵行我的典章。
27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
在信仰的道路上面，什么叫做软弱？需要复兴。
In our path of faith, what does it mean to be weak and in need of revival?
就是当我们觉得我们没有很难去顺服神的律例，遵行神的典章。
It means when we feel it's very difficult and we have no strength to follow God's commandments.
一个基督徒他不可能不守神的道理，但是他觉得他灵性很兴旺。
For a Christian, it is impossible for someone to not follow or obey the God's commandment and feel he has good faith.
我们都知道很多神的教训。
We all know many of God's teachings.
但是知道不等于我们有遵行。
But just knowing it does not mean that you are obeying it.
所以常常我们其实是灵性是软弱的。
So oftentimes we're actually very weak in faith.
所以我们需要得到复兴。
That's why we need to revive our faith.
那如何得到复兴？
So how do we have this revival?
一个很根本的神的灵，这里所说的神叫他的灵放在我们里面。
So very basically, we need to have God's spirit in us.
所以我们要追求圣灵，追求圣灵的充满。
That's why we have to pursue for the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们追求圣灵运行来感动我们。
We pursue after the Spirit working in us and moving us.
那照这里神的应许，我们就能够去遵守神的教训。
So according to God's promise, then we will be able to follow and obey.
一个遵守神教训的人，他的灵性一定会是健壮的，兴旺的。
For someone to follow and obey God's commandment, that person's faith surely is strong and will be revived.
我们可以看到的就是我们会变得不自私。
What we will see the result is that person will not be selfish.
因为自私是人性的一个，人人都有的一个很大的弱点。
Because selfishness is the greatest weakness of all humankind.
那一个自私的人，他常常不能够把神的教训行出来。
A selfish person cannot obey or follow through God's commandments.
那一个灵性不护、没有灵性软弱的人，在他的生活里头也会缺少平安。
A person who's weak in faith and who's not revived, and that person will not have peace in their daily lives.
自己的内心里头有很多的挣扎。
In his heart will have a lot of struggles.
跟人的相处里头也会有很多的冲突，很多的挣扎。
He'll have a lot of conflicts with other people around him.
所以我们需要得到复兴。
And that's why we need to have a revival.
在我们看重灵恩会，灵恩会常常要带给我们复兴。
So if we regard spiritual convocation as very important, then the spiritual convocation will revive us.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let us read the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
那我们看第二章好了。
Let us read chapter 2 rather.
以赛亚书第二章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4.
第四节，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。
Verse 4. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
这是一个竞争非常激烈的一个社会。
This is a society that has a lot of competition and wars.
从世界到国家到社会都是这样子。
The entire world to the society and each nation is all like that.
强盛的国家都竞争的在发展更厉害的武器。
Those countries that are strong, they want to compete with other countries and have more warfare and more weapons.
很多的公司在努力着如何来打败对手，拼吞其他的公司。
Many companies are working very hard to beat their competitions and buy out other companies.
有时候我们工作的场所其实也非常的紧张，大家非常的竞争。
In many of our workplaces, we may have a lot of coworkers that are very competitive, and you live under a lot of stress.
那教会神的国应该也是这样子吗？
So should the God's kingdom, His church, be the same way?
不是的。
Of course not.
至少神的国是最后一个仍然拥有和平的一个地方。
At least the church, God's kingdom, should be the place that will always have peace and harmony.
在我们的追求之下，就像这个经节所说的，我们把那些武器啊，会把它变成耕种的工具。
So, under after our pursuing, our church should be just like these verses, that all the weapons should turn into tools of plowing.
我们不用去学习那个如何打败对方的那些东西。
We don't have to learn how to win over our opponents.
那必须我们的灵性得到复兴。
Our spirituality must be revived.
我们才有办法去遵行主耶稣所传的和平的福音。
Then we'll be able to learn this gospel of peace.
当时神要这些以色列人在住棚节的时候住在棚子里头七天。
God wanted the Israelites to live in booths for 7 days.
这个也给我们基督徒很好的，我们今天的基督徒很好的启发。
This is a very good inspiration to all Christians today.
我们也过着这种客旅的人生，好像住在棚子里头的人生。
We live as sojourners, and just like these people who live in booths.
我们都知道，在这个世界上就是这几十年。
We know that in this world, we only have these few decades.
我们只是这个世界上的过客。
We're only passing by this world.
那我们应该怎样来过我们的日子？
So how should we live our days?
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章十七节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
十七节，你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世聚居的日子。
17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
在我们这个聚居客旅的人生里头，我们敬畏神，存着欢喜的心来过我们的日子。
During our time on this earth, living as sojourners, we should have a heart of joy to worship God.
那什么叫做敬畏神又欢喜的度日子？
So what does it mean to rejoice with and also at the same time to fear God?
第一个，我们存着盼望。
First of all, we have hope.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章第一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
Verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
什么是地上的帐篷？
What does he mean, this earthly tent?
第二节。
Verse 2.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，声响的那天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
Verse 2. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
第二节我们就知道这个帐篷指着我们这个肉体。
From verse 2, we know that this tent, earthly tent, means our physical body.
所以第一节说这个地上的这个帐篷一定会毁坏。
That's why in verse 1 says this earthly tent will be destroyed for sure.
简单的讲，我们这个肉体一定会归土。
Simply saying that our body will go back to the dust.
那我们有一个盼望，要得着天上来的房屋。
So we have this hope that we will have this house made from heaven.
帐篷是暂时的。
Because tent is temporarily.
所以这个血肉之体，这个是暂时的。
So our body of flesh is temporal.
一般来讲，房屋是永久的。
Normally speaking, house is lasts much longer.
所以我们盼望得着那个永久的、永远的、荣耀的身体。
And that's why we hope and desire to have this everlasting, eternal body.
我们有这样的盼望，所以我们应该喜乐。
Because we have this hope, so that's why we rejoice.
那我们还要存着敬畏神的心来度日子。
At the same time, we should live our days in fear.
就是我们也要去执行神所给我们做王、做祭司的这一个职分。
In other words, we need to faithfully keep this position that our God has given us to become kings and priests.
请看启示录第二章。
Let us read Revelation chapter 2.
启示录二章二十六节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 26.
二十六节，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。
Verse 26, and he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations.
我们都是愿意遵守神的命令到底的人。
We are all people who want to keep God's law until the end.
我们都努力的在过着得胜的生活。
We are all striving hard to live a life of victory.
所以我们也都要领受神所赐给我们的权柄。
And that's why we shall all receive this power given by God.
再请看启示录五章第十节。
Please also read Revelation chapter 5.
启示录五章第十节。
Chapter 5 verse 10.
第十节，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Verse 10, and have made us kings and priests to our God.And we shall reign on the earth.
为什么我们是有权柄？
Why do we have power?
因为我们都做王，都做祭司。
Because we become all kings and priests.
祭司就是要来侍奉神，服侍神。
Priests are to serve God and to offer to God.
做王就是要来执行这个审判。
To be kings, that is to judge.
这个做王的执行审判的权柄就是谈到传福音的事情。
This authority to judge as kings, that is the duty of preaching the gospel.
所以我们过着敬畏神的生活，我们要侍奉神，我们要传福音。
So if you live a life in fear of God, that is to preach the gospel.
最后圣经里头还有一段跟祝棚节有关系的但是比较难懂。
Lastly, the Bible records of event related to the Feast of Tabernacle, but it's a bit difficult to understand.
我们请看撒迦利亚书十四章。
Please read Zechariah
撒迦利亚书十四章。
Zechariah chapter 14.
十四章十六节。
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16.
十六节，所有来攻击耶路撒冷列国中剩下的人，必年年上来敬拜大君王万军之主，并守祝棚节。
Verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
地上万族中还不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王万军之主的，必无以降在他们地上。
Verse 17, and it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain.
十八节，埃及族若不上来，也不降在他们的地上，还不上来守祝棚节的列国的人，主也必用这灾攻击他们。
Verse 18, if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
十九节，这就是埃及的刑罚和那不上来守祝棚节之列国的刑罚。
19. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
这一段不好懂不好解释。
This passage is rather difficult to understand or explain.
但是多少可以看到一些重要的字眼。
But we can see some key words from them.
十六节有讲到列国中剩下的人。
Here mentioned about what the remnant of the nations.
那在整段里头不断的在强调祝棚节的重要。
And throughout this passage, talk about the importance of the Feast of Tabernacles.
因为在祝棚节里头是有喜乐的。
Because within the Feast of Tabernacles, there is joy.
因为在祝棚节里头是让人去思想到神的恩典。而来得着复兴，得着医治的。
Because the Feast of Tabernacles for people to remember God's grace and to be revived and receive healing.
所以重点在于我们需要有喜乐，需要有恩典，有复兴。
So the key here is for us to be revived and to have joy.
那我想这个灵恩会啊。应该是就像祝棚节这么的值得我们来注意。
So I think spiritual convocation has the same importance as the Feast of Tabernacle. We should keep it in the same manner.
如果我们觉得喜乐复兴是我们所需要的。
If we think joy and revival is something that we need.
那我们可以的话把时间分别出来，我们好好的来参加这一次的灵恩会。
If we are able, let us set aside these days so that we can truly enjoy this spiritual convocation.
唱诗225首。
Let us sing hymn 225.